Thugged Out Thursdays.
Thugged Out Thursdays. Check it out, pay attention. Getting neck in the Porsche. Place St. New York for the tacky. Just getting by, I want the best life to offer. Wanna get on some 444 shit. Put the drugs down, invest, hell, might even run for office. Psych, only running I'm doing is gun running. Got some tools in the trunk, worth several hundred. You do the math, serving the customs while I'm shooting off gas. I'm a sucker for fast money and a beautiful ass. I know, typical nigga shit. Still ill with the penmanship, break it down and sell it in increments. I need every dollar that's owed, and I feel threatened, he catching every holler that's thrown. I can't fuck with a nigga if he don't follow the code. If she don't swallow my load, delete her out of my phone. I'm kinda out of control.
Yo, yo, hold on,
bring that back, bring that back. You said seven. They don't follow the code?
I can't fuck with a nigga if he don't follow the code. If she don't swallow my load, delete her out of my phone. I'm kinda out of control. I smoke heavy cause I deal with a lot. Caught a case out in Jersey, but I came out on top. When I was broke, I was on that same shit as my pops. I still think I'm catching karma from the kid that I shot. Under the pale moonlight, I be dancing with death. Fighting demons in my sleep so I can't get no rest. Dark eyes, gray hair, damn, can it be stress? Fucking get money in the car, and then rest.
Trap, I'm a trap. I got a bullet up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sellin' drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bing and mic boop with the wordplay. I teed up at my birthday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around, ain't no time for it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Y'all are 2 minutes, this hip-hop news. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, I'm a trap. I got a boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bing and mic poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.
Told you we got a legend in the building. We got Rock from Helter Skelter, straight from Brooklyn in the building. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Rock, man. Let him know where you've been at, what you've been working with, man.
Well, first of all, what up? Thanks. Thank y'all for having me and all that. Thugged Out Thursday. I'm with this shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the hoods. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood of Brownsville, Brooklyn.
We represent the hood.
And you know, and you know shit is thugged out there, so I could get behind this easily. But yeah, I go by the name of Rock. I'm from a group called Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter's from a group called Boot Camp Click. And we've been in the game banging since the 90s. You know the 90s that everybody always be talking about, and you know how they make it like it's the greatest thing ever. I'm from that era. I appreciate the new shit. So I'm fucking with the new shit. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to mix the old with the new. You know what I'm saying? I got youngins. You know what I'm saying? And they keep me new. So when you hear my new album, it's kind of old, but it's kind of new. You know what I'm saying? I got a new album called Rockness AP. It's my first solo album. All of the shit I've done in the past have been group shit. You know, with the help of Skelter, the boot camp, and all of that. I did solo mixtapes, but this is my first album. And you know. This.
But why you named the album Ruckus AP? Why you did that?
Well, AP stands for after price. You know, on some biblical shit. You know, my partner, name was Sean Price. He used to refer to himself as Jesus Price sometimes, and he passed away in 2015 or August 8th. So you know, this was. You know, I started working on this album after that. You know, this was. This is me. In that state after losing my best friend, so I had to name it. You know, it's like a dedication album to my man. You know
How do you feel working on music by yourself?
I mean, luckily, me and Ruck always, we already was doing solo shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we only, through all of the years, we only did 3 group albums. And he did like 3 solo albums and a few mixtapes. I did about 8 solo mixtapes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it wasn't that hard of a transition. You know what I'm saying? It's just the emotion involved that, you know what I'm saying? It's just now, yeah, every time you're in the studio, you know, every time you do anything rap related, you're reminded of the nigga you started this shit with, you know what I'm saying? So that's where it get difficult. But the process is always, it's going to still be the process.
And who discovered y'all?
Well, who discovered us? Well, we came in the game with Buckshot and Smith & Wesson. And I mean, I want to say Nervous Records discovered Buckshot. And as far as Smith & Wesson, like...
Yo, Smith & Wesson was hard.
Yeah, that's the... Those is our brothers.
Yo, the niggas had
the whole family.
Yeah, those is our brothers. And we was... Like, me and Steele are from the same projects. We grew up with each other. I met Steele when I was 14. Mm-hmm. I met Sean Price when I was about 9 years old, as far as I can remember. You know what I mean? Tech and Steele from Smith & Wesson went to high school together. With Sean Price and Strang from OGC, you know what I'm saying? So we all knew each other from before rap, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Right.
So once one of us got on, it's like.
Make sure you get my man, cause this dude is dope.
good looking. But like, so it was like once one of us got on, it was like, you know, it was the natural shit. We do what homies do.
Family thing.
You understand what I'm saying? So
you can put on.
So I mean, like, I don't know who discovered us.
All right, so
I don't know, like.
Not meaning to cut you off. So you trying to say that when Buckshot got his deal and he got discovered, you was there from day one?
No, Steele was there from day one.
Oh, Steele was there from day one.
So, Steele. That's what I was leading to. Kind of, if the closest I could say is Buckshot discovered us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest thing to it.
Right.
Because when Buckshot did his first single, when the world heard Who Got the Props.
Mm-hmm.
Who Got the Props.
Right.
Who
I didn't, got the props? At that point, right, I didn't know Buckshot yet.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So, but Steele knew him. Right. You know what I'm saying? They was already rocking hard body. So Steele was the nigga who connected Buckshot and his family to the rest of our family. You know what I'm saying? But Buckshot was in the door first, and he held it open for us. So, yeah, I mean, it was him. You know what I mean?
Yo, listen.
If I got to get a credit to anybody.
That's hip-hop. Now. Listen, no. Those who know hip-hop in the 90s, in the early 90s, if y'all don't know who we speaking to right now, or, like, how he's describing hip-hop, y'all's a fucking fool.
I mean, listen.
You need to do your homework on hip-hop.
I would say... Like, I don't like to yell at the little niggas.
Yeah, I
don't like to talk down to them. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a little nigga at some... I mean, I was a big little nigga, but I was a little nigga too. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody... Like, I wish somebody told me something. Because ain't nobody tell me nothing. Like, I got this scar on my face from a 32-year-old man when I was 16. Because ain't nobody tell me nothing. You understand what I'm saying? I was running around just thinking like, yeah, you understand what I'm saying? And... So, you know, to this day, I fuck with little niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got little brothers, and they got little brothers, and they got little brothers and shit. And they all look up to me, and that's how, you know, that's how come when you hear a bunch of people from my era shitting on the new shit, I'm like, nah, I got little niggas that get busy. I don't know what you talk about, and I love them beats, too, because I'm an adrenaline junkie. I love those get-amp beats and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, if you know, they help me stay current, and I help them rap better. It's an even trade, you understand what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. Who do you listen to right now, 2017, December? Who do you listen to right now? Like, if you're in the car or you, whatever you're doing, let's say you got a car or
right.
Your phone, who are you listening to?
Honestly, right now, because I mean, like, I got a Pandora app and I got certain stations. Yeah. That'll give you a good indication of the shit I fuck with.
Yeah.
But who I'm listening to right now, mostly is myself, because I got this new album out and I gotta make sure my shit tight. I gotta go perform these lyrics and this, that, and the third. But what I'm checking out right now is the new Fab and Jada. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with that.
Versus Jason.
Freddie versus Jason. Freddie versus
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jadakiss, yo. They do a good move.
Yeah, I'm checking that out. It's certain artists that I always check for, like, you know what I'm saying, like that I always check to see how they doing, you know what I'm saying, because I don't listen all the time. But some of those artists are from my era, like a Busta Rhymes or like a Nori, for instance. You understand what I'm saying? Like certain rappers I always root for, Capone and Nori. Like when I lost Sean P, like if you
Sean
lives on.
We gonna have a drink on Sean P, man.
Yeah. Like real talk. Like.
Silence in the
I promise you, right? I got to, like, it was, a, I was, if you go back far enough on my Twitter feed, one day I was just venting and ranting, I might have tweeted Havin Capone, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Havin Prodigy, and this is before Prodigy passed, and what I was saying to them niggas is like, yo, you gotta, I mean, because, you know, a lot of times partnerships, they go through shit, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And what I was saying to them niggas, like, yo, your partner here, man, cherish that nigga. Right. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't want to feel what I'm feeling right now. And truth be told, like, me and Ruck never had beef. You understand what I'm saying? Never. We had arguments, but we ain't never had beef. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, I was on tour one time, and it was me and Smith and Wesson, and I found myself jealous of my own brothers. Because still had Tech, and Tech still had Steel. Right. You understand what I'm saying? And I didn't have my nigga. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So to all like the duos out there, I know it could be rough because, you know, as you grow apart. Yeah,
shout out to the homie that was with us in Dream Champs. What was his name? The dude that. Big Pimpin,
Bun B.
Bun B.
Right. Bun B is part of this fraternity. Let me tell you something. It's a song that didn't make it to my album. It was called The Fraternity. It didn't make it to the album because of sample clearance and shit, right? Hopefully, somebody will steal it from me and put it out, right? You understand what I'm saying? Hopefully, because it was my favorite song of the album. The song was called The Fraternity. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, no bullshit, no exaggeration, no. I got it in my phone. I could play it for you niggas, right?
He's so trill that nigga will come up here.
This song is called The Fraternity, right? And in the beginning of it, I spoke, you know, I shouted out all my niggas, and I told them we are now part of a fraternity, of which the cost of membership is way too high. The cost of membership is to lose one of your niggas. You understand? This fraternity is you know, it's something I made up in my head and shit, whatever. But like, we are like Old Dirty Bastard, you know, Wu-Tang is part of the fraternity. Like the Outlaws is OGs of the fraternity. They done lost Tupac, fucking Fatal, Gaddafi, and Big Sight. You know what I'm saying? Like the D12, they lost Big Proof. Pimp C, Bun B lost Pimp C. NWA, they lost Eazy-E. That's the worst feeling in the world. You understand what I'm saying? But you gotta push through. Right. As a nigga, as somebody who changed.
Yo, Havoc just lost Prodigy.
This is what I mean. And I made this song but when Prodigy was still alive. Yeah, sure. But I shouted out all of the fraternity members without saying rest in peace, Prodigy.
Right.
Without saying rest in peace to Pimp C, I said, Bun B understand.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, let's give him a moment of silence so that people just, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, yo, listen, this is hip hop at its finest. You know what I'm saying? We lost legends, we lost great people, we lost people that meant so to so many lives. Yeah. Hip hop saved lives. Believe it or not, a lot of people hate all you want, man, but hip hop made it, like Nas said, we billions of dollars come out of this. And we need a moment of silence for the family right now, for Prince, you know what I'm saying, for Prodigy, for hip hop, for all of those that died for cause, my brother. We are for Big Pun, rest in peace.
ODB.
ODB.
Freaky Top.
For hip hop, you already know what it is, man. This is Thug Down Thursdays.
I just saw Pun last week in Philly.
Yeah,
I sang with Pun. We did a show. Me, I was out there with Smith and Wesson. And he was out there turning up with us and shit.
Yeah.
But word, that song, y'all, I'm gonna play that song. But the second verse, this is the crazy shit. Mm-hmm. The second verse starts, my nigga heart stopped, wish I could go back in time, make his heart beat again. real niggas ever since it was just rough me, Norton and Scott with Will and Seiko. Big Royal Cat one Little Rock and Stranglehold. And I said, I just wanna see my friend. You was my man, you was the brain, I was the heart. Like I jacked the whole Nori shit. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And to tribute my man. Right. You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And that song ain't make it that you understand what I'm saying? I play the shit right there.
Let me tell you some shit. Let me tell you some real shit. This is my word, man. Like I was like one of the last persons to see Prodigy perform. I don't know if y'all know, but I was in motherfucking Vegas. I was in Vegas, we were shooting on a run in. There's a show that's coming out on the 18th, so be on the lookout.
January 18th, we ain't sure right now.
Sunny DB, team, Young Really Nori, myself, and Ching Bang, and NRE. And I'm gonna be honest with you, we went to perform, it was crazy because Prodigy and Havoc got off stage and Nori was actually me, you know, we was all in the front waiting and shit, and Nori's like, let me see what's up, you know, let me see, you know, and he came by, and Havoc walked by, and they was like, what up, and then Pete's like, y'all don't feel too good, what up, and, you know, I'll see y'all when I get back, you know, like, I'm going in the car, whatever, and then Havoc, after Prodigy got out of the car, Havoc got out the car and came back, and was like, yo, Nori, what up, yo, chill, what up, came, you know, chill with us for like a good few minutes. And believe it or not, that was like the last night that you know, we lost Prodigy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's crazy because I got to see his last performance. You know what I'm saying? I was backstage back then. It was Onyx. Onyx brought us out on stage. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. Shout out to what's this, the guy named we went to go meet? What's his name? The dude that played Coco, his girl Coco, Ice-T. Shout out to Ice-T. Yeah, because Ice-T actually threw an event. He actually brought us out there. It was an Ice-T event. And we also shot with Ice-T at On the Run Eating. But yo, back to where we're going with it. Yeah. Rest in peace, Prodigy.
Rest in peace, Sean P. Rest in peace, Sean P. Rest in peace to the
four. Let me ask you a question. Are you on the new Sean P. album? Is there an album? Or are you on it? Or is there an album?
There's an album out right now. It came out August 8th. My album came out September 22nd. I didn't want to put him out that close because I felt like it would take the focus off of his shit. Yeah. But one thing a fan said to me that made me feel good about it, he hit me online. He was like, yo, I feel like I got to help the Skelter Double album. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It made me feel better about that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm on his album. He's not on mine. Because I wanted to save his verses for the new Helter Skelter shit, which we are working on.
What
you think about the new wave of music?
I'm saying, like, I don't listen to all of it, but I listen to a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm focused on listening to my shit right now. Right. Like, I'm a barsman. And like I said, I love these beats. I'm an adrenaline junkie, so the beats, but you know, I don't feel, in my honest opinion, like, I don't feel like a lot of them, they don't care about saying dope shit.
Right.
You understand? They just with the vibe. Mm-hmm. And if that's your hustle, it's your hustle. Like, Lil Jon blew up off of that. He didn't care about bars.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? He did his thing, and we all love Lil Jon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they doing what they doing. I just prefer shit when niggas, you know, when niggas say dope shit.
Right.
That's just my preference, though. So, but I'm not here to fucking knock nobody hustle. Like, when have older people ever understood what the young niggas was doing? Right. You understand what I'm saying? And plus, when I'm in a club and that shit come on, you know, because I'm in everything. I'm in the spots with the underground shit where they play all that head nod shit and all that lyrically rappity 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 rap shit. And I'm also in a strip club from time to time with it. And when that shit come on, trust me, you will like it. You understand what I'm saying? So
any advice?
It's about a vibe. I mean, my best advice for a new artist is be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't never let nobody tell you. You gotta make a song like this because it's popping. Because what they doing is they putting you in a rat race. Like, they got you trying to be the best at doing what 100 niggas is doing. When you can just be the best at doing the one shit that you the only nigga doing. You understand what I'm saying? It's way different because you may think that you gotta dumb it down, you gotta dumb it down. And then somebody like fucking Kendrick comes out spitting bars and the nigga winning Grammys and shit his first go round. And then niggas is talking about bars is back. But then before you know it, niggas water it back down. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know. So I'm just saying, if you, whatever you, is in your heart, do the shit. Don't never feel like you gotta do this just because it's popping, especially the way the game is now. Because a lot of niggas that you don't like, that I don't like, that you don't like, you don't prefer to listen to their shit, them niggas got a wave and they getting money. Right. And that just comes from being consistent. Mm-hmm. It don't matter who you, if you don't like it, somebody like it. And if you keep feeding it to them, then you all right. You understand what I'm saying? You could pay your bills off that. You understand what I'm saying? You got
to be Thugged Out Thursdays.
Back to you, my brother. Listen, I appreciate you coming down here just on the strength. You know what I'm saying? Booth cousin was like, yo, let's do this. We like, okay, cool.
And you a legend. You already know. We never
seen this. Listen, I told you I did my homework, but like I said, I'm not one of the niggas that, I'm not trying to be a reporter. This is not like an interview. This is a podcast. This shit is about me.
Trying to keep it.
This is about
natural. You know what I'm saying? Authentic. You know what I'm saying?
Big street.
Big Tony. This is about big. This is big Tony.
I don't smoke weed. If I drink because I can't smoke weed, but I don't smoke weed. But
he smoked weed in his mind. In his mind.
Because you know when you're around these guys, you might go in the car and shit. Let me tell you some real shit. Listen, I'm gonna keep it a cup, right? I'm gonna tell you some real shit. These motherfuckers, right? These motherfuckers, this motherfucker here, right? The weed that he smoked is the best shit. That nigga shit stick to your clothes. Yo, I got pulled over and I had no weed, no meds. This nigga shit, they're like, where the weed at? I'm like, nigga, ain't no weed in here. I don't smoke. Trust me. And listen, let me tell you something. They thought I had the bag in the car. I was like, yeah, I will be. But anyway.
He had that bag in his belly.
I had this shit shoot going low. But anyway. We gotta relax. This is how you gotta relax.
Thursday, you never know what's gonna happen.
Yo. 1, 2, 3.
You gotta relax.
Yo, mad love.
I got a suggestion, right? Yeah, you know how you got you got Throwback Thursday, you got Women Crush Wednesday and all this shit. We need to hashtag Thugged Out Thursday and like show pictures or video or tell stories of some thug shit or capture some thug shit going on.
That's
you
dope.
Understand
I'm
what
dope.
I'm saying? Like you just on some level display some thug shit
in the proper
thug
hours in the interview. Like
you know,
at least
thug yeah. That work too. That work too. You understand what I'm saying? Thug Out Thursday.
Yo, what? Thug Out Thursday. We gonna post a thug of the week.
Yo, listen. This is Thug Out Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? We usually got a ritual up here. I don't know if y'all been following the movement, but y'all need to stick to the script. There's a lot of people are asking how you get to listen to the podcast, or if you have any questions. You can go to audioboom.com and go to Thugged Out Thursdays, Ching Bing and Mike Booth. Episode 1 is up and running right now, featuring Capone.
Tag it, post it.
I have a special surprise coming up. We have a few things going on. I gotta relax.
Yeah.
But
like I said again, Audio Boom.
Audio Boom. Everybody.
We got the website. Thugged Out Thursday website. Y'all can watch the footage there.
The official Thugged Out Thursday on Instagram. Aura_global_ENT. You can follow that because that's me on Instagram.
Yo, we got to rock Booth.
Hashtag Yo Rebel.
We on it.
It's out, man. Mike Booth said, listen, man, just hashtag.
His name is going to be No Booth.
That ain't Norby saying, yo, he don't even do the brand. It's hashtag, when you hashtag that shit,
And
listen, let me tell you something, man. We just got back from Beverly Hills not too long ago. This motherfucker here, Mike Booth, had the motherfucking
seafood
yalla. He had.
I'm still in the seafood yalla. You ain't seen it. We double cuffed on the seafood. Yeah. Yo, seafood yalla. We double cuffed on them.
Switched it up. We always switch everything up.
Nephew.
So season for y'all is when you start the
Every time I eat it, shit, I
always record everything, all that I've never called.
So we stuck.
So we be stunting, we be bouncing. Seafood Yala is good and bad. Yeah. If you stunting, you can put Seafood Yala. If you fronting, we still gonna say Seafood Yala. You know what I'm saying? Either way you put it. You
so guess what? On three, everybody on three. 1, 2, 3, you gotta relax. 1, 2, 3,
you gotta relax.
Hey yo, this is how it's going down. This is Thugged Out Thursdays. We got legends up here. Young Billy just pulled up, violated the place, knocked the door down, said, fuck it, Puff Daddy's not in the building. Puff Daddy's in the chat.
Fresh Vanilla.
Shout out to French Vanilla. French, shout out to
Diddy.
French working. And shout out to Rose. Shout out to Ali. Shout out to NRE. We just got a nice little deal. Rose said, don't worry. Long as Thugged Out Thursdays is working, you got Rose, so it sounds great. We might get lucky.
We don't get what Lori
get. Oh, if we don't get what Lori get, we might get a little half a million. But anyway, we working.
Yo, Rob.
Shout out to Rob.
Legend in the building.
The legend in the building. Yo, come on, lights. Come on, man. You're really fucking the
hell. Yeah,
yo, really. You gotta give me $200. That was $200 right there.
Yo,
Thugged Out Thursday,
we gonna get back. You already know. We gotta do the main thing that we like to do at Thugged Out Thursday. We got a legend in the building, and we gonna ask him for a 16.
Yeah, because you know that's the ritual up here. Back to like, you know, Mike Ruth just said, fuck a beat, we keep it street. You know what I'm saying?
Let him know,
so,
bro.
So we don't need a beat up here, because this is Thugged Out Thursday, so we for the streets. Like I said, yo, this is Brooklyn's finest. Let's get it. Let's get it. Give him something, man. Give him something, y'all. Come on, y'all. I killed that. Come on.
Brownsville resident. Y'all can't tell him shit. Shit I've been through and lived through. Make shit you say irrelevant. Strikes, nigga, peppermint. Nose candy cane hyper. Minus the nose candy cane, I'm just hyper. No coke, no dope, no nothing. This is all me. Lucky I do weed, that should calm me. If not, I would be more weeded and tweaking, more beastly and wreaking more havoc. Last of the Mohicans that rap and blow heaters. Industry ain't paying enough, I'm still in the streets. Outer and in the streets. Shit is plain chemistry. Natural reaction, needing cash and having enemies. Fame, cops, pressure created a whole different beast. That's why everything is beast mode. We live by the G code. This shit ain't a game, ain't no cheat code. Everywhere a king flow. Everywhere a G go, king flow. All these paths I cross easy, I don't need tolls. I do what I want to. You do what you can, or what you told to, or what you can afford. Money control you. Fuck good credit, I got that hood credit, daddy.
Ooh, okay, Rob, thank you, my brother. Let them know where they can reach you at, man. What's your gram, you know?
Tell them what you got going on. What's your new single?
When you dropping it?
No, the album is out. The album came out. Yeah, it's called Rockness AP. It's out.
Rockness AP, make sure y'all copy.
When did it come out?
No, it came out September 22nd. The first single was called GW Bad. Stands for good. It's an acronym for good weed, bitches, and guns. You know what I mean? Just simple, man.
And where can they find this at?
Simple. You can find it on all digital platforms. Like, they got it on Tidal, they got it on iTunes, they got it on Amazon, they got it on Spotify, you know, and, you know, yeah, basically. And it's, they got CDs. It's, and actually, the vinyl drops on the 15th.
Yo,
when does this air? This
come out. This is no, you gotta relax.
So
we got the matrix coming out.
Oh, right, you're right.
Nah, it's cool, but we got you. It's Christmas.
That's real.
I'm
gonna tell you not to cut you off, but the vinyl is real. Because that's old school.
Yes, because from in this era, like, you know, the DJ, like, DJs fuck with us, and the DJs, they want that shit. They want to have it.
I'm gonna see if I can hook you up with my man Vic from the Hut, from the Bronx. Mm-hmm. He's like one of the last of the Mohicans that's actually out there. Shout out to Vic, the Hut. He got a CD. Like, you know, if you want to come out there, come on.
Relax.
Relax. We filming. Listen, this is Thugged Out Thursdays. Last time we was here with Lumi D, a little kid ran in.
Never know what might come.
So Ricky back, where I was at, because I just lost focus. Let's go.
Talk about Big Hut.
All right.
Shout out to Big the Hut. I would like to hook you up with my man because he's still like the last of the fan base. He's been there over 20 years. He still got CDs. He just eventually, you know, due to the new wave of technology and audio and the new platform of music where it's being exposed to different levels of easiness to get without, you know, CDs and things of that nature. I want to plug you in here, maybe we could do something. Because me and Booth going to shoot a podcast in the store. The only thing is, we can't smoke, but we're going to close the gate and we're going to smoke. It's either that or he's going to give us a couple Jordans or something. You know, he got the nigga got Jordans and clothes now. He got real shit. Shout out to the Hut. He's always open in the Bronx. He's on Williams Bridge Road in the Bronx. I'm really proud of the guy because, you know, at first he was just selling CDs there. And like I said, times change. So as times change, people change, and the audio change. So now the music industry got watered down because, like Booth says all the time, he don't like mumble rap. You know, he thinks mumble rap is like not his lane. And me, I'm not mad at mumble rap. I'm not mad. I love hip hop, but I'm not mad at mumble rap because I don't know how to rap. So I'm a mumble rap. That's just my, I mean, my song, but I'm just saying, like, at the end, I killed that. I'm all about the pocket, bro. Yo, but listen, but this is stuff that I'm doing. Nah, I'm keeping it straight facts, always 100. I wish I could.
Hold on. Before we, you know, like, end the podcast, I just want to ask this question to you, like I asked most of the guests that come through. And he was just talking about the... See, I don't like mumble rap. You like mumble rap.
No, bars.
Thank you. That's bars. It's not mumble. That's what I'm talking about. What do you think about mumble rap?
I mean, like I said, I prefer niggas saying dope shit.
Thank you.
So if you mumbling and you not saying dope shit, obviously that's not what I prefer.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But
you're not knocking.
Like, I'm not going to knock no nigga hustle. Yeah. Man. Like, Hold on. Let me just say this. I didn't sell crack either.
Yeah.
That wasn't my thing, you know, as a youth. I was a stick-up boy, you know what I'm saying? I didn't sell crack, but I'm not going to knock the niggas who did it. Some of my friends did, and them still some of my best friends.
That's the best way.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, all three, everybody, all three. One, two, three, you got to relax. One, two, three,
you got to relax.
He killed that. This is how it's going down. Thug Out Thursdays. Don't knock another nigga hustle, especially... We not doing that, and if you a hater, we not hating.
Listen,
we don't
listen.
Like niggas that hate on niggas on, for their hustle.
We not saying we knocking a nigga hustle.
Yeah.
You want a mumble rap?
Yeah.
Mumble rap over there. We just trying to preserve let me finish. I just want to preserve the rap culture.
No,
mumble rap is not rap culture. No. I just want to preserve the culture. That's why I'm saying.
Can I say something, right? First of all, y'all calling it mumble rap, right? So it's
not
part of rap culture,
but it's not rap.
But it's different, right? But so is, I mean, come on, like, we come from a fucking a game where it was a song called Da Ha Da Ha, Da Ha Da Ha Ha Ha. You remember that shit?
You right, of course. Definitely. I remember that shit clearly.
Right.
But the thing with Da Ha is, he spit something that you could understand after Da Ha, he spit something you could understand.
Hold up. Listen to what
hold
I'm saying.
Hold up. Yeah, right. Yeah. Hold up. The God is speaking.
Look.
Yeah,
right.
God.
Look. Y'all calling it mumble rap. Right? Understand what I'm saying? No matter, it's not like you call it a mumbling, you call it a mumble rap. So if you don't like it or whatever, like I said, I don't listen to mumble rap. I like to hear dope shit. But like I said, just because I'm a stick up boy, I'm not going to knock you for selling crack.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But hold on a second. This is what I'm saying. Like, as hip hop ain't that old, like, niggas don't understand. This ain't just a rap music. This shit is damn near a nation. This shit is like, a nation under the nation.
Yeah, this
is like hip hop is bigger than the nations because every nation listen to hip hop. So hip hop got more citizens than damn near every country.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? Like, hip hop cover mad ground, and it's young, and it's younger than every country on the map. Right? So, I'm saying, it's gonna go through some changes. You know what I mean? It's gonna go through changes. The problem ain't the mumble rappers. The problem is the radio and the video who only play that. Like, we all know it's other dope shit out here. Play some other dope shit too. Don't just play that. That's what the problem is. Because back in the days, don't get it twisted, even in the 90s, it was the 90s that everybody speaks so highly of, it was a bunch of rappers out I thought was corny. It's not like everybody was just the fucking bomb. You understand what I'm saying?
Who's calling?
I'm not going to.
We ain't gonna do that. Look. I'm gonna tell you like this. Listen, I came up on the same time. I'm gonna tell you like this. It wasn't that.
In the 90s. Who's whack?
They wasn't. I'm gonna keep it like this. They were corny.
Keep right? It. This is
but you understand what those corny guys said.
So what?
Mumble rap, you not understanding what they say.
Some of them niggas, I wish I didn't understand what they were saying. How about that? You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is this, right? You like it or you don't. You know what I mean? Back then, it was a bunch of shit on the radio. You could like this or you don't. These days, if you like one song on the radio, then you like everything because they all sound the same. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't like one song on the radio, then you don't like nothing.
You know what
because
I like?
It don't sound the same.
You know what I remember?
We need the variety. That's all. That's all I ask for.
Remember this shit back in the day? However you want it.
Yeah.
However you want it.
Shit, me and Ruck walked on stage to that shit for a whole tour straight.
That's my shit.
Was hard. When them drums dropped.
I love the 90s.
When them drums dropped.
I love 90s rap.
They started belly with that fucking song.
When I first heard Nas, listen, let me tell you something. When I first heard Nas, the album, Illmatic, that shit was fucking the hardest album in the planet.
Let me tell you something, bro, right?
Niggas from
Operation
Greece
Lockdown, right?
Starting to catch that.
Let me tell you something,
niggas
right?
Niggas had their chest out on that nigga.
Let me tell you something, right, bro? Operation Lockdown, right? Operation Lockdown was Helter Skelter's first single, right?
Yeah.
We had two videos for it, because the first one we didn't like, so we did another one, right? But the first one, in the first one, it was a scene where in the beginning, where Ruck was talking, everything was cool, you know, like rapping, you know, doing that shit. Mm-hmm. It was a scene in like a nursery, and it was little kids in it, and we had a bunch of little kids, right? One of those little kids in that scene is my artist today. He's my brother. His name is Millie, right? Mm-hmm. He's in that 3 years old, dreads in his head. This nigga is a 25, 26-year-old gangster right now. Rap, one of the dopest rappers on my team. You understand what I'm saying? But I would definitely do that. You understand what I'm saying?
But
what I'm saying is like this little like yes, he got bars, right? But he rap over the trap beats. You understand what I'm saying? He'll use auto-tune. He'll do all that shit, but he got bars. You understand what I'm saying?
He's a boss at the time, though. That's what they do.
Right. You know? Now, him, you know, although he's a baby to me, he got little, you know, I'm an old man, right? He got little homies, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got little homies. He got a little homie named Kuda B, right? The nigga Kuda B, he not lyrical at all. But guess what? I know Kuda B moms. I went to school with his uncle. I think we was in a block fight with them. Like, these niggas, I know these, but like, we grew up. That's what he do. And he got a wave right now. The little 6'9 Chinese nigga, just,
I don't know.
But what I do know is, this nigga, listen. What I do know is 6ix9ine got a song called Kuda B, right? Listen, right? Kuda B, 6ix9ine got a song called Kuda B, right? And it's for Kuda B. Like, Kuda B got a dance and shit, he be doing this little shit, right? And he got a wave. Like, out of all of my little niggas, all of the little niggas connected to me, Kuda B got a wild wave. And he not lyrical, but he don't even know me that well. He just met me through somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? But he's still influenced by, you know, his big homies is my niggas. You understand what I'm saying? So his big homies is my little niggas. So what am I supposed to do? Oh, the best, I'm not going to hate on Kuda B wave.
I could just tell him to come around, like, bring him around. This is what I do, bring him around, bring him around. He'll learn, you know what I'm saying? His shit will progress. When you do, when you around dope MCs, your shit will progress. Yeah. But while he doing what he doing right now, I'm not going to hate on him. His wave is bigger than half of my, all of my other little niggas' right. wave. You understand what I'm saying? But we still connected. So, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it all works. I'm going to tell you like this. It's not the point of you saying, yo, I don't want to mess with somebody new, because I love music. I evolve with the time. I'm listening to NBA Youngboy. I'm listening to the young crew. That's who's gonna hold down the future, but they making sense. You know what I'm saying?
The problem is with mumble rap. Look, I think the problem is with the OGs and the mumble rap situation is, like, I think the OGs start criticizing the mumble rap niggas more because them niggas don't really have too much respect. They don't have too much honor. They don't really
see. That's the problem.
They don't know that even if you mumble rap, you still got the whole inspiration and everything from the niggas who don't mumble rap. So I think that was the problem, that old niggas started to be like, yo,
yeah, you fuck them young niggas is just, they don't show no respect. They don't pay no homage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas from the 90s, we always pay homage to niggas from the 80s and the 70s. Like, but they don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because it wasn't that easy to get off back
but,
then.
But don't get it twisted, though. It's not really their fault, because how do you pay respect to a nigga who's shitting on you? Because, like, it's hard to pay respect to like, when you Soulja Boy. Remember the Soulja Boy Ice-T shit?
I
right.
asked
Ice-T
about
like,
that.
Like, but when you know, like Soulja Boy was like, he was, Soulja Boy was like, I was an Ice-T fan. You know, like, niggas respect Ice-T just because he Ice-T.
He said basically, like, yo, maybe I was right, because look where Soulja Boy is at now. Or look what he's doing now, like, he's doing Bozo shit. But that wasn't my question. I don't care with Bozo shit, Soulja Boy, if that's what you consider being Bozo, you feel me? I said, why shit on him, or why diss him when this man come from nothing? He a broke kid in the hood. If he could fucking say ooh, ooh, ah, and that shit make him $1 million, who gives a fuck? Like, you feel me? Like, let a nigga eat. Let a nigga get money. You feel me? So, like, that's my problem with the OGs criticizing.
Listen, but that's what I'm saying. With the mumble rap
and all that, we all trying to eat. Yeah. If I can get on the track and just say fuck, yeah, and make $1 million, who gives a fuck? Like, why niggas is mad?
Yo, I agree with you, yo.
You know, I'm gonna tell you, I agree with that too.
Because hip-hop,
this is why niggas
is mad. Hip-hop, have respect for
people. No,
I'm gonna tell you. You still did it before you created the platform.
But what I agree with that too, right? But what I'm mad about in the industry is not the mumble rappers. You understand what I'm saying? It's the radio.
Yeah.
It's the video. It's them. Right. And it ain't even them. It's whoever controls them. Yeah. Because all this shit is control. I don't want to get into no conspiracy theory conversation. Yeah. But that's where the problem is at.
I'm gonna tell you like this. It goes like this. What it is that people is looking at the mumble rap and they're laughing at him, not with him, and his views is going up. So when the record label is looking like, oh, this nigga got the views. We running with the views. But when they grab him and they see that, oh, that he didn't do nothing, oh, he back on his own. You know what I'm saying? And then all people gonna do is just go to him and they actually making him big, because they always wanna see what stupid shit this motherfucker gonna do.
Yo, listen. At the end of the day, mama,
I happen to like stupid shit.
Listen, at the end of the day, I'm gonna tell you about
so this. You helping to make him big.
I love mumble rap. Not that I love it. I'm gonna tell you why I love it. Because I don't know how to rap.
I wouldn't say that.
Rock. I want niggas to take a shot for Sean. Hold on.
No, no, no.
Take big shout for the deceased, for Prodigy.
Come on, how you gonna do that?
No, we need that.
How you gonna do that? How you gonna do that? You know a nigga ain't gonna turn down the shot if you put the deceased on. Slept on. I'm a nigga who saw the. I saw French battle some nigga. And I like the Fight Club or some shit. French smoked this nigga. Mm. So this is, I find myself constantly telling niggas like, yo, don't sleep on French. No, French get busy. French is slick as fuck. One of my favorite lines of French is, it's so simple, but it's certain things are so beautiful when they simple. The nigga said, you ain't got a buzz, you just tipsy, baby. Why did I never think of that right there? Like, you ain't got a buzz, you just tipsy. Oh my God.
That's real
French. I'm a black nigga.
My favorite French line is watching Love and Basketball with Sinai next to me. That's
because he really knew him to the
word. But with French, I think French is one of the most underrated artists.
Yeah, I think
French, definitely, I think he's one of the smartest artists. That they know how to pull out his. He's like that.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all like this real quick. Hold on. Not meaning to cut anybody off or try to say, yo, it's the French. Listen. French, the French vanilla is banging. Listen to me, the French vanilla is banging. This is one of the best flavors that Diddy came out with.
Move.
French vanilla, man. Y'all gotta try this for real, man.
Smooth as vodka.
This the hood talking to you, man. This the hood talking to you.
And you ain't pouring sour shots. Let's get to that. We Thugged Out Thursdays.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
I got a boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sellin' drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching bing and Mike boop with the wordplay. I teed up at my birthday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you could hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Y'all are 2 minutes, this hip-hop news. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, I'm a trap. I got a boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sellin' drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching, bing, and Mike poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this